Hey, what's up? It's Overslept with Chris Laker. Every day I wake up and I record this stupid podcast and it's a piece of shit. Don't listen to it. Go away. All right. It's 9:02 a.m., motherfucker. I got up. I even set an alarm. Woke up naturally. I had an alarm set, but I didn't have to. I turned it off before it even happened. I didn't have to hear it. And I'm gonna stay up. I'm not gonna just record this and go back to sleep. I'm gonna do this shit. I ran yesterday. I run like a couple years. I stopped exercising just 'cause you fall off exercising, and then it starts to feel really good to not exercise. And yesterday I got out and did it. I was able to run for 2 miles before I just like fucking gave up. But that was like 21 minutes because I'm not even running a 10-minute mile. What do you want? It's been a couple years. Can't come right out of the gate like it was. But I'm gonna go run again today. It's a whole new me. I'm gonna lose this extra 8 pounds. Gonna be nice and not fat for when I'm on Canadian television in July. Then I'll become a Canadian celebrity. And then America will have lost its chance. Goodbye. I'm staying. I'll live in Canada if they'll have me. Well, I don't know that I'll be famous from one Canadian television appearance, but I feel like I'll be more famous than in America. And maybe they'll want more. Then I'll have to keep exercising. Oh boy. I shouldn't even say anything. One day, you don't say anything about the first day. It's like a pregnancy. Get a few months in. Then you'd be like, people are like, you look like you've been exercising. I have. Wait till people, that's why it's like a pregnant. Wait till people notice and you can't hide it. And then, yes, I have. And like, oh, okay. And then it's like you're in a habit. That's what I'm going to, after I record this, put it up. Gonna go run in the park. Probably maybe a little bit further than yesterday. A little bit longer. I'll try to get a ha run for a half hour. It's really. And then I'm going to a table read of a television show. Not that I'm reading it for a part, but they want comedy people there to watch and react. So I'm in show business here in America too. Not so bad. Well, I just got news alerts coming in here. What's this say? Kids under 12 die in gun accident. See, they say it's news alerts, and then it's USA Today, which is it's like facts. It's not like a, it's like a study. And that's just not a news alert, man. And then CNN, if you're, neither one of these news alerts. Fuck off. Let's get into the actual news. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. See here. We'll go to Apple News. It's Britain says likely attacker has accomplices as focus turns to his Libya visits. Okay. The trending stories. Donald Trump's foreign trip is going smoothly. It won't last. Well, that's pessimistic. I'll admit, yeah, that's well, you know, they put op-eds in this trending stories. Fox News. Does it matter? No evidence of Trump collusion with Russia as media shift focus. Yeah, Fox News. The media, it's they lie. They're lying liars. That's all you have to say about that. Three, HuffPo. Democrats just flipped seats in two districts that voted for Donald Trump. And four, Politico. You only see Politico in this trending story. Townsend Trump team approached me for FBI director. All right. None of that. It's all stuff that Trump stuff. I don't feel like dealing with that. That guy is terrible. I mean, if he really cared about America, he would. I would say kill himself. Man, I was watching The Keepers on Netflix last night. Fuck. That's it. Trump met with the Pope. Pope is like, you know, mafia, kingpin. That dude's running all sorts of crazy criminal shit. I know he's supposed to be the cool Pope, but these motherfuckers. Watch that Keepers on Netflix. Really. I saw 3 episodes. I think there's 7. Just, you know, more of the Catholic Church being covering up crazy amounts of abuse. All right, let's just do the news. It's enough of my complaining. Let's see, study finds mushrooms are the safest recreational drug. Now we're, see, here's the stuff I should be covering in the news. People taking mushrooms in 2016 needed medical treatment less than for MDMA, LSD, and cocaine, while one of the riskiest drugs was synthetic cannabis. Well, yeah, synthetic, that's not even real. Well, that's what synthetic means. But synthetic cannabis isn't a drug, it's just like huffing fucking Lysol or some whatever you find under your kitchen sink, which I've done. I've huffed all that shit when I was a kid. When you can't get real drugs as a kid, you just start huffing things. But then get an industrious friend who's willing to risk their police record by selling drugs, and then you can get real stuff. But mushrooms being safe, I didn't realize. But I don't think I would do mushrooms now. They sound like fun. I mean, I've done them. They are fucking fun, but not in a long, long time. But that's good. Kids, do mushrooms. Don't do the MDMA. Don't do the LSD. Certainly don't, you know, cocaine, that's not for children. Actually, yeah. LSD is fun too, though. MDMA. It's I understand it's very popular. I'm in the minority. Not my gig. Fox News falls into third place in primetime ratings for the first time in nearly 17 years. Well, that's too bad. I don't need to read more about that. Fox News removes false story on Seth Richmer. Thank goodness. 6 days after it was debunked. Yeah, no shit. They're real jerks about that. Mom who attended every class with quadriplegic son earns honorary MBA alongside him. Well, there's a nice story. Let's see. She didn't take the tests. That must have been boring as shit. Going to every class. An Orange County mother helped realize her son's goal was to be. Well, you can't do anything with an honorary degree. You know, they give it to you, but it's not worth anything. But, Now, that dude, he can't get out of, like, any mother's... Like, he's going to have to call his mom all the fucking time. Because she went with him to every class. You know, like, 10 years from now, when he's, like, kind of done, when you're like, I don't need to talk... I don't feel like talking to my mom. Gotta. She's going to say, remember that fucking... How I went to every one of your fucking MBA classes, and I got an honorary degree, but who gives a shit... Honorary degrees don't do anything. Father turns in his son after finding stolen weapons. Homemade explosives. Oh, there's the opposite. Dad who's a rat. Let's see here. Where was this? Missouri. A St. Charles County teenager is charged with possession of stolen guns and materials to make homemade explosives after his father turned him in. I mean, turn in your own son. But I guess explosives, that's alarming. Maybe he's just curious. Ohio coroner runs out of room for bodies due to spike in opioid deaths. Everybody's... For the second time this year, coroner's office in Ohio has run out of space... Pop-ups, all these fucking pop-ups. On the phone, which is really annoying. It's like these, yeah, everybody's, stay off the opioids. Is it just like, it's not just heroin, right? It's fucking the pills. Let's see, how much time has it been now? Yeah, I think we're good. I'm sorry, I gotta go. I gotta go running in Central Park. So, and then I got other. So I'm gonna go. So yeah, talk to you tomorrow. We love you.